Hallöchen und willkommen zu einem neuen Let's Play, diesmal mit einem Spiel, das es leider nicht mehr gibt, aber dennoch irgendwie sehr viel Spaß bringt. Ja, ich weiß, hier im Vordergrund ist noch mein anderes Fenster zu sehen. Das tut mir leid, es wird sich gleich ändern. Gleich mache ich auch noch Werbung für andere Programme, zum Beispiel für dieses hier. Wenn man das... Ja, seht ihr? Ja, genau, schön. So, und es geht um das Spiel Time Adventures. Und das starten wir jetzt.
Pulsa 1 si quieres jugar en español.
Press 2 if you want to play in English.
Also, da ich kein Spanisch verstehe, spiele ich natürlich in Englisch. Und wir erfahren jetzt erstmal, zumindest jetzt mal so ein bisschen, worum es in diesem Spiel geht.
Help during the game. F12. Pressing this key will give a spoken summary of the keys which have to be used during the game and their function.
Aha, danke schön. Wir haben gerade mal einen kurzen Abriss bekommen.
No more worries about work. No more worries about how to fill your free time. No more worries about politics, the economy, or the knocks that life gives. Goodbye to paperwork and bureaucracy. Goodbye to existential dilemmas. Goodbye to illness, doubts, insecurity. The Total Life Management Service is especially designed for people like you. And with it, we give you a job, a house, a partner, and a dog. The Total Life Management Service. Another service from Mac Tech Corporation.
Hey, what's wrong with this aerial?
Maybe it's that Gramsci kid playing about with the satellite tuning on your father's set again.
Those designers of homemade airspace applications. They think all the airspace is theirs. Well, they weren't offering much either. A bit of film every 20 minutes of commercials.
Jacko, will you get it?
Yeah? Yeah, she's here. Sorry? Hold on a minute, please. Hey, Mum, there's a guy here called Alexander.
Alexa? My God, yes. But we haven't had any news of him since he divorced your aunt.
Well, you'll have to come speak to this man, because either I haven't understood very well what he said to me, or this guy Alec has just left me something very important in his will.
In his will?
Uh-huh.
Ja, also Beerdigung. Und wir haben, wir erben etwas. Und wir sind auch gleichzeitig der Charakter, den wir spielen werden. Ja, das ist also die Beerdigung.
Nobody around here knew much about my friend Alec. He didn't talk much with anybody, and nobody knew much about him. The only people whose relationship with him extended beyond the merely formal were me and his lawyer. The man I knew was a quiet man, lively, and a very good talking companion, who knew a lot more than he gave to believe, and never boasted about. It was his own choice to live separated from the world, and I'm sure, like all of us who knew him well, that he never had a bad word for anybody, nor yeah. Wished anybody ill. That, I'm sure you'll agree, is much more than most of us are capable of.
Richtig.
Rest in peace, Alexander.
Ruhe in Frieden. Oh, diese Glocke.
Well, before I read out the will to you, I have to get all the forms ready. I won't be long. I'll expect you in my office at 12 exactly. Is that all right?
Um 12 also beim Notar, der das Ganze verlesen wird. Nett, okay.
Well, look
Zeit
at this.
Totschlagen.
The typical village square with its medieval arches, its shops, its majestic flag and everything.
Ja, also da haben wir jetzt ein Dorf. Und also herzlich willkommen bei Time Adventure, wo es darum geht, ein Erbe anzutreten, welches uns unser entfernter Onkel Alexander zuteil werden lässt. Ein sehr wichtiges Erbe, wohl offensichtlich. Und deswegen müssen wir jetzt auch schauen, dass wir dieses antreten. Wie gerade gesagt und erwähnt und gehört, ab 12 oder um 12 sollen wir uns beim Notar einfinden. Wir haben. Mal gucken auf die Uhr schauen. Da ist die Uhr. F2, da looken wir mal auf die Uhr.
Look at, 11:30.
Still quite a while before the appointment with the lawyer.
11:30. Meine Güte, da haben wir noch richtig Zeit. Na dann.
Lawyer's office.
Da haben wir das Lawyer's office.
Library.
Die Bibliothek.
Stationery shop.
Einen Shop, also einen Laden. Hier ist ein Stationery. Brr.
Old people.
Ach, alte Leute. Kann man die
irgendwie... Look at. The old folk of the village come here to get some fresh air and watch life go by.
Ah, also die alten Leute, die hier sitzen und dann einfach das Leben beobachten, wie es vorbeizieht. So ungefähr. Kann man mit denen... Nein, kann man auch nicht reden. Mit der 4 redet man übrigens.
Telephone box.
Ach, eine Telefonzelle. Kann man die auch,
Look
auch anschauen?
At. Looks like there aren't many private phones in this village. Could that be why it's so quiet?
Kann man da... Man kann wieder reingehen, noch kann man irgendwas damit machen. Schade.
Fountain.
Ein Brunnen.
Look at. It's not a Michelangelo, but then I don't suppose it sets out to be.
Also die Figur, die man da sieht, ist wohl... Naja. Kann man auch nichts weiter machen. Nein.
Fountain.
Das ist auch das Letzte. Dann gehen wir mal zurück.
Telephone box.
Die Telefon.
Old people. Stationery shop.
Na, no, lass uns doch mal in den Shop gehen. Mal gucken, was passiert.
Go to.
Das kommt mit Enter und... Aua.
Again? But how can you be so naughty? Come on, let's sort you out. Hello, Selma. Have you got any sticking plasters?
I think I've only got one packet left. Let's see. Yes, this is the last one. Here you are.
This kid's a disaster. Could you put this on my account?
Sure. See ya.
Shop lady.
Ah, da hat sich der Kleine also das Knie aufgeschlagen. Na sowas. Ja, wir sind also im Shop. Jetzt kommen wir hier die Shop Lady. Können wir uns mal angucken.
Look at. Judging by how keen she looks, I'd say here's someone else who loves work.
Okay.
Shop Lady. Magazines.
Magazine. Was haben wir denn da? Schauen wir mal.
Look
hier.
At. All about history, science and scientists. It seems the footballer and the pop star have finally got divorced. Everybody said he was gay, but he remembered this a bit late.
Okay. Die Sprüche finde ich auch schön in diesem Spiel, muss ich sagen.
Square.
Okay, da geht's wieder raus.
Square.
Okay.
Magazines.
Dann gehen wir mal
Shop
zu
Lady.
Der Shop Lady. Mit F4 reden wir mal mit der.
Speak to. Good morning.
Morning. Sweet. A motorbike magazine.
Das war das Zeichen dafür, dass wir jetzt mit ihr reden können. Was wollen wir denn sagen? Achso.
Do I look as if I like motorbikes?
Das wäre eine sehr unfreundliche Antwort.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Ja, das können wir gerne machen.
What flavor sweets have you got?
Okay, gibt's noch eine?
Do I look as if I like motorbikes?
Okay. Na, dann würde ich sagen...
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Wir stellen mal ein paar Fragen.
Can I ask you a couple of questions?
Depends. About the footballer or the pop star?
Sorry?
The ones who got divorced. Don't you watch the telly, kid? What planet do you live on?
Actually, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, tell me, what can I do for you?
Ja, also ich möchte gerne...
I wanted to ask you about Alexander. Did you know him?
Ja, oder?
Have you got any magazines or books on history?
Aha, okay, und?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Ach so, ja, und dann geben wir mir diese hier.
I wanted to ask you about Alexander. Did you know him?
Alexandra?
The man they buried today.
Oh, the hermit. Well, no, I didn't know him. But I knew who he was, of course. Mm. Everyone round here knew that.
Really? And who was he?
He was a crazy millionaire. He came to the village a long time ago. Can't say exactly how long, because I must have been a kid then. He lived up there in the mountain. And was hardly ever seen round here. I don't know where he got his food and stuff like that, because as far as I know, he never bought anything in the village. A crazy guy, like I said.
Sure.
People like that always make people talk.
Mm-hmm. Ja, Auswahlmöglichkeiten, also Menschen, die reden. Ja, kennt man ja.
Why do you say he was a millionaire? From what I've heard, he lived in a hut.
Das wäre die eine Möglichkeit.
What do they say?
Was sagen sie denn?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Was macht man denn als erstes?
Why do you say he was a millionaire?
Naja,
from what I've heard, he lived in a hut. What do they say?
Eigentlich wäre das erstmal das Wichtigere. Also, was sagen sie denn so?
What do they say?
Well, that he never went out because he was always keeping an eye on his fortune. They say he had it buried in the mountains, in some huge underground place that he had built himself. Otherwise, where could all those people who visited him stay? His hut wasn't very big.
Have you got any magazines or books on history? Thank you. Goodbye. Have you got any magazines or books on history?
Toll, das ist die einzige Frage, die wir stellen können. Und dann.
Have you got any magazines or books on history?
Well, yes. I've got that kind of magazine, but they don't sell well. They always have to be returned. I've got a big parcel under here for the publishers. That'll make them really happy.
Can you show me one?
Well, let's see. Look, I've got here, Strange Stories from History. And there's Historical Scientific Magazine. Oh, and finally there's Super Smashing History in Pictures and Diagrams.
Ja, was nehmen wir denn jetzt? Welches Magazin nehmen wir denn?
Well, can I have Strange Stories from History?
Strange Stories from History.
Well, can I have Historical Scientific Magazine?
Historical Scientific...
Well, can I have Super Smashing History in Pictures and Diagrams?
Ja, das dritte hört sich jetzt an, als ob da sozusagen ein Crashkurs in Geschichte drin ist, mit Bildern und Diagrammen. Wenn ich das richtig interpretiere, ich glaube, das könnte man vielleicht mal nehmen.
Well, can I have Super Smashing History in Pictures and Diagrams?
Blup.
Can I pay by credit card?
It doesn't make me the happiest woman in the world. But anyway, give me it. And your identity card, kid.
Thank you. Goodbye. Shop lady.
Nein, Moment mal. Ich wollte noch was haben hier, bitte.
Speak to. I wanted to ask you, what flavor sweets have you got?
Ja, die nehme ich
nicht. What flavor sweets have you got?
Für was Süßes.
Whatever you want. We've got everything.
Well, I don't know. Can I have some? Can I pay by credit card?
Ja.
It doesn't make me the happiest woman in the world.
Shop lady.
Ja, das habe ich jetzt mal abgebrochen. Gut, jetzt haben wir, glaube ich, alles. Jetzt können wir gehen.
Magazine Square. Go to.
Dann gehen
well,
wir mal
look
auf
at
den
this.
Platz
the
raus.
Typical village square with
und jetzt
its
gucken, ja. Und jetzt gucken wir mal, was da so alles los ist.
Boy.
Ach, da ist der Junge, der sich vorhin... Den können wir nicht angucken? Warum nicht? Zu dem gehen können wir auch nicht. Okay.
Boy. Fountain. Telephone box. Old people. Stationery shop. Library. Lawyer's office. Library. Stationery shop. Old people. Telephone box. Fountain. Boy.
Dann reden wir mal mit dem Jüngelchen da.
Speak to. Hi, can I have a go on the swing too?
You're very big. Your feet will reach the ground.
Well, that's true. Aren't there any swings around here for older people?
Older people aren't interested in swings. They're interested in other things. That's why they leave us here on the swings and they go off and do important things.
Oh well, I'd like to go on the swing and I can't think of anything better to do.
Well, I don't think you'll fit on.
Square.
Ja, danke, Junge. War ja ein tolles Gespräch, vielen Dank.
Go to. Well, look at this. The typical village.
Ja, okay.
Boy.
Den haben wir
Fountain.
Jetzt.
Telephone box. Old people. Stationery shop. Library.
Ja, dann. Bibliothek. Erstmal angucken. Geht nicht. Dann gehen wir halt dahin.
Go to.
So. Bibliothek. Guten Tag. Schön, jetzt stehen wir davor.
Plaque. Bicycle. Square. Bicycle. Plaque.
Was ist das?
Look at.
Aldous Huxley Municipal Library. Goodness, you aren't going to tell me that they keep books in here. If the building's the same inside as outside, the books must be growing mushrooms.
Okay. Also, das Gebäude sieht offensichtlich nicht sehr gut aus. Und wie er gerade sagte, um das mal kurz zu übersetzen, wenn das Gebäude schon so aussieht, dann müssen ja die Bücher schon Pilze hervorbringen, sozusagen.
Bicycle.
Ein Fahrrad.
Look at a bike without a padlock. That's another good thing about living in a village. Looks like the back wheel's a bit flat, though.
Hoppla.